Welcome to the Prayer Outreach Gospel Hour. This broadcast is brought to you through the supporting members and friends of Prayer Outreach Ministries in Toronto, Ontario. And we trust that you will be blessed as you open your hearts to the Word of God for your life. And now, for today's message, here is Pastor Wayne Cinch.
Praise God. I'm grateful that we can be together to share God's Word with you today. I would like you to know today that God has a plan for your life, and there is nothing in the world that can separate you from the will of God. The Bible declares that when we walk according to God's will and we obediently listen to His voice, God is going to release in our lives the ability to live for Him. Today, I would like to talk a little bit about the power of prayer, and my reading is taken from Mark, the 11th chapter, and from verse 24. And Jesus says, "Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." You know, beloved, God wants us to pray. You see, there is no contradiction with the Word of God. God's Word is real. God's Word is alive. God's Word is a lamp. God's Word is our hope for all situations that we might be going through in our lives. And we need to realize that when we pray, whatsoever things we desire. And the Bible declares that when we trust God with all our hearts and obey His word, He will come true for us. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what situation you're faced with. But there is one thing I'd like you to realize, and that is God is going to give you the desire of your heart if you trust in Him and allow His word to abide deep down within your spirit. Whatsoever things you desire. And Jesus also says in verse 25 through 26 of Mark chapter 11, He says, "When you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you of your trespasses. And if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." You see, beloved, here is a condition for us to receive the power of God in our lives. And here is also a condition to receive from God. And that condition is to forgive. It doesn't matter what someone had done to you, doesn't matter what someone had said about you, doesn't matter what the situation or circumstances were, you need to forgive. And in verse 25, it says, when you stand praying, you need to forgive. Now, that word stand, I believe, means to have the ability to endure and to have the desire to pray. Maybe in your life, you might be struggling. Maybe in your prayer life, maybe there's something that is standing in your way that is hindering you from seeking God the way you should. And I believe that if there is any unforgiveness, God will not hear you. You and I need to come before God and we need to ask His forgiveness. Forgiveness remove all hindrances from our lives. This is a condition that the individual or any person must meet in order for their prayer to be answered. You see, an unforgiving spirit will short-circuit the power of prayer. Maybe you are a good person. Maybe you pray, but you are lack of the power of prayer. You don't have the power to pray the way you should pray and to feel and to be able to develop spiritually. God wants you and I to grow spiritually and to retain His will in our lives. Beloved, God does not want us to be cut off from His will. Prayer keeps us connected to the will of God. And when we are connected to the will of God enables our lives to be enriched, and we will enjoy our relationship with our Heavenly Father. God wants His will to abide, and this is the will of God, that when we pray, there is no unforgiveness, there is nothing, no hindrance, nothing standing in the way. Beloved, unforgiveness can hinder us from receiving from Almighty God, and we need to seek God's heart. And one of the ways would be in tune with the heart and the will of God. It's when unforgiveness is removed from our lives. And one of the areas that many people today are faced with, this is one of the areas that many people are struggling with, and they're wondering, why? Why don't I have stability in my Christian walk? Why don't I have stability in my spiritual growth? One of the reasons are because you have unforgiveness. Unforgiveness hinders us. It hinders us to know the Lord the way we should. And we must learn to pray God's way. And one of the ways that we can pray God's way is to have nothing standing between us and God. When we pray, our prayers must be perfect. It must be genuine. It must be clean. It must be without hypocrisy. It must be without blemish. And the only way that all of these things can take place in our prayer and be resident in our prayer life, it is when we have been forgiven as much as we forgive, so that we would be able to demonstrate a clean life before our Heavenly Father. Because Jesus made it very clear, our prayer life must be clean. Because God changes us constantly. He's working by and through His Holy Spirit to change us, that we would be able to pray His way, no longer our way. Prayer draws us closer to Him. And that's the way that we can know Him for ourselves. That's the way that we would be able to live for Him and have a clean Christian life. Our spirits must be clean. Our souls must be clean. Our walk must be clean. Our intentions must be clean. Our integrity must be clean. Our motives must always be clean, and they can only be clean through the washing of the Word of God and through the power, the sustaining power of prayer. It doesn't matter what it is, doesn't matter who it is, doesn't matter when, doesn't matter where, doesn't matter how. God says to forgive. And Jesus made it very clear when He taught the disciples to pray. He says that you need to forgive. In the Lord's Prayer, supposedly, Jesus says, "Forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." You see, God has given us the ability to pray in the Spirit and to grow in His ways, in His will, and so that we would become the light that God desires us to become. Beloved, I don't know what you're struggling with today. Maybe there are circumstances in your life that are holding you bound. Maybe you are struggling way too long and you're wondering, why am I so bitter? Why am I feeling the way I do? Why can't I be stabled in my thoughts? Why can't I be stabled in my walk? Why can't I be stabled in serving God? Maybe you're running around in circles. You need to come before God and say, God, help me. This is very important. Beloved, Jesus made it very clear. When we pray, God will produce His faith in our life to overcome all the things that we are beset with. And we need to trust Him. We need to be obedient to Him. And I'm grateful that I can come to you today to let you know that God has in store for each one of you His good will, His good purpose, and God would like you to overcome. God would like to give you the best of His heavenly treasure. And one of the ways that you can receive that is to know Christ. And one of the ways of knowing Him is to be in Him. And how can you be in Him? Is to receive Him in your life. Receive His love. Receive His compassion. Receive His power. And receive His healing. Maybe you're sick in your body. Maybe you're going through. And you just don't understand why. Why am I feeling this way? Why am I going through the things am I going through? Beloved, we serve God not only to receive His blessings for our lives, but we serve Him because we love Him and we want to be established in Him. Today, I would like to pray with you that the Holy Spirit help you to overcome. Beloved, you and I need to come to that place of surrendering our lives to Him. We need to be obedient to all the will of God. Jesus says in Mark 11:24, "Therefore I say unto you that whatsoever things you desire," desire what? Beloved, we must desire the will of God, the ways of God, and the fruits of the Spirit of God to grow within us so we can become more like His Son Jesus. That is why Christ came. He died on that cross. He arose on the third day so that He can give us life, and He can give us life in abundance. And we need to believe that we receive. You see, believe is actually faith. We must believe God by faith, and it is through faith that we are going to receive all that God has in store for us. Jesus says, when you pray, you must believe. And when you believe, you shall receive not only what you ask for, but God will give you in abundance all the goodness of His pleasure. Today, I want you to know that God has purposed and God has bestowed all good things for you and I to enjoy in and through His Word. I'd like to pray with you today. Maybe you might be in your car. Maybe you might be at home. You might be at your computer, at your desks, at your office. You might be on the road listening. I would like you, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, to open your heart and to allow Him to come in and to change you and transform you, because only the Word of God could transform you. But you must come to Him with a humble heart. If you can bow your hearts, for those of you who could, say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I realize I am lost in my own world, in my own sinful ways, and I need a change. Set me free. Let your Holy Spirit come and abide in me, and I want to become more like you. Thank you for loving me the way you do. Fill me with your love and your presence, and help me to be obedient to your will. I give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' wonderful name. And remember, beloved, we are always happy to listen and to hear from you. Give us a call at the end of this broadcast. You will hear our numbers, our email address, and you can write to us. You can call us. And we want to be there for you. Until next time, God richly bless you, and we want you to have a wonderful day and a wonderful week with God. Until next time, this is Pastor Wayne saying, have yourself a blessed week with Jesus.
What a blessing it was to have you join us in our broadcast today. This has been a presentation of Prayer Outreach Ministries. We are located at 587 Oakwood Avenue, one block south of Eglinton West. And if you are in the Toronto area, we'd love you to join us every Sunday at 11 a.m. in one of our miracle services. We also meet every Wednesday and Friday at 7 p.m. We'd love to hear from you and to know what God has done for you through this radio broadcast today. We can be contacted at Prayer Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 1346, Station K, Toronto, Ontario, M4P3J4. Our local phone number is 416-784-1312, and we have a toll-free number, 888 877-784-1312. Our email address is prayeroutreachministries.org. Until next time, God richly bless you.